Opponents of the Berkshire Museum's plan to sell off 40 objects to fund renovations and an endowment fund are planning to make a final push to stop the sale, which includes two Norman Rockwell works. The Sotheby's auction, set to begin in November, is expected to fetch $68 million. WAMC sat down with Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer to discuss her support of the city's museum.
The controversy over the selling of the art is certainly an impassioned one on both sides. There are people who feel that this is an important decision to provide resources for transforming the museum, both from a facilities standpoint to an experience standpoint, and creating an endowment that will sustain them through difficult times. And on the other side, there are art enthusiasts who feel like this is a violation of a compact that the museum makes with the public. I happen to think that these are all really good questions. And what has been fascinating to me is that we are talking about art. We're talking about museums in the context of what they mean to communities. And there is a lot of big questions that this conversation has sparked. So I'm here to support the Berkshire Museum. It has been a part of this community for nearly 100 years when Pittsfield was in its heyday and thriving. And through our decline, the Berkshire Museum has been an important community asset. So I support them however I can. I want to see them succeed.
The Mass Cultural Council has decided that it is not in favor of their decision, thinking that the sale does violate some compact public trust and is awaiting the Massachusetts Attorney General's office's review, and that will dictate whether or not it chooses to revoke its funding. If funding is revoked, that could pose a problem.
Well, I think the museum views its potential endowment as a sort of a relief valve to some of the funding challenges that they have been confronted by. I don't think that it's quite comparing apples to apples when we take a look at the other museums in the county, in particular the ones that have been so harshly critical of the Berkshire Museum, because those are internationally renowned museums that have a focus on a specific and interesting area of art. And they have a donor base that far exceeds what the Berkshire Museum has been able to achieve at this point. If they are successful in transforming the museum and realizing the vision that they've laid out, it's, I'm sure, everyone's hope that the donor base increases. The challenge of all of these art and cultural institutions is a declining donor base and declining corporate sponsorships. So, you know, it really is a matter of being creative and figuring out ways to be self-sustaining. The Berkshire Museum is a museum in the city of Pittsfield, and we know that we're an urban community. We have some wealth. We have a lot of poverty. And I, you know, understand that the Massachusetts Cultural Council has taken a position on sort of the standard or what they believe is an ethical code about museums and their collections, and I can respect that. I was disappointed, honestly, that they took such a strong position against the Berkshire Museum, because I am aware that there had been some ongoing conversations, and I had hoped that the Mass Cultural Council could have played a more of an assisting role in helping the Berkshire Museum navigate this complex issues. But it's a little bit hard. There's been a lot of mistrust among so many organizations, even ones that want to help. And so it's hard for the members and the Board of Trustees they're very defensive under the circumstances.
Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer speaking. A spokesperson from the State Attorney General's office tells WAMC officials have met with Berkshire Museum leaders as part of its investigation into whether the auction violates charities law, and a decision is forthcoming.